Welcome, my sales ops community. This is Sales Ops with Sales Strategic, and we are at the season finale. So, in trying to come up with a topic for the season finale, I consulted with my wife, and she's somebody that has been on multiple podcasts in her industry. She's somebody that I admire, that I care for, that I love. And she's always had my back and always pushed me to go higher. And one of the things she said, and look, I said all that, and I completely disagreed with her at first about what she actually told me to talk about. One of the things she talked about was, why don't you talk about yourself first? That's something that your community doesn't know about. And I gotta be honest, I was going to completely go this whole podcast without saying anything about myself. Now, obviously, if somebody were to really do deep dive on LinkedIn, you'd probably find the connections once I begin to market it, which, hey, that's another thing. We haven't even marketed the podcast yet, or the LinkedIn page as well. You know, obviously, when I am actually interacting with clients or anybody that emails me in and then we end up doing business together, obviously you'll meet me then. But I definitely was going to go the whole, I would say, multiple seasons with not even talking about myself. But I will definitely follow her advice. And I will just start with Sean Cephas. Who is Sean Cephas? Well, I am a God-fearing man. I am the father of six girls. Yes, six girls. And their ages are, we have two twins that are about to be two, and all the way up until I have a senior in high school. Then I also have a 10th grader. And then I have a second grader and a pre-K. And all girls, love them to death. They all keep me on my toes. I'm also somebody that is very loyal. I'm somebody that I would say has been put on this earth to teach. I think that's why I connect so much with doing this podcast, and I love to do it because I just love providing information. My mind, I soak up so much information that I just want to just impart it to everybody. And so with this, my career started in sales. So being somebody in sales, you have to look at it as, obviously, you can be outgoing, but there are introverted, successful salespeople. But more so, I am the type of salesperson that has always hit their quota, has always been successful, and that's what got me into management very fast. And my experience ranges from over 18 years of customer relationship management, 10 years of business consulting. I have over 12 years of B2B sales experience, 14 years of relationship management experience, 11 years of revenue management experience. I can just go down a lot of all the experience I have. And then one of the things that I take pride in is leadership, but leadership is ever evolving. That's something, even if you have the experience in leadership, you're constantly learning. You're always learning, always trying to improve, always trying to refine. The good thing is I still have a relationship with a lot of salespeople that I've led before. Plenty of them still text me to this day, which I'm appreciative of because I mean I did something right. And so when we kind of fast forward to now, for me, what you have to take from it is my experience or my MBA. I went back to school to get an MBA because and as you know, in the sales field, even as a sales leader, you actually don't have to even have a degree to be successful in sales. I went back and got my MBA because I wanted to understand data and I wanted to understand how to help businesses be more successful from an analytical standpoint. We've gone far too long with just using our sales gut, but we actually don't know why we were successful. Think about this. You ever have a case where you had a couple of months where you were really successful and then you stopped being successful? And then, you know, we always say in sales, hey, you know, sales is peaks and valleys, goes ups and down, up and down. And it really does do that. However, it's also important in order to be consistent, you have to understand why you were consistent. And that's the part of the business that a ton of sales leaders actually don't know. Why do I know that? Because I was in a lot of those peer groups. I went to a lot of those conferences, and guess what? None of us knew. So, in order to fill that gap, I went to make sure I got the education behind it. I applied it to clients that I've worked with, and we've had success. My certifications are applying data analytics to business performance, certifications in financial planning and revenue analysis. I have certifications in a Lean Six Sigma Lean Six Sigma process, which that revolves around taking your process. I'm gonna just simplify it very easy for it. It's taking your processes, breaking it down, being able to analyze each process so you can improve incrementally. It's kind of like a sports team, right? And that improvement incrementally will allow you to become more successful over and over again. I have certifications in leading versus managing because those are two different things. And emotional intelligence, which that's something that you really need as a leader to understand when and how to be show empathy, among other things. So with the wealth of knowledge that I have, with the wealth of business experience that I've had, with just trying to make sh and the wealth of my in my career as well, just trying to make a difference. You know, I said before, and I kind of touched on it when I first started, but this podcast is dedicated to the sales industry. And my goal was for it was, is, still is to provide sales leaders and business owners with insights on how to drive increased revenue by optimizing sales processes and enhancing data-driven decisions. The data-driven decisions is the key component of that because, again, that's something that's a skill gap. Let's go to some of the terms I'll talk about. That's a skill gap in our industry amongst business owners, amongst sales leaders. And when you have that skill gap in place, you need the proper training for it. And hopefully this podcast can offer that. So that is about me. Oh, born and raised Baltimore, Maryland. I'm a huge Baltimore Ravens fan, Maryland Terps fan. Oddly enough, I'm a Michigan fan as well. So if anybody's from Ohio State, hopefully that doesn't isolate you. I also love Terps basketball, and I'm a Baltimore Orioles fan. So those are my main sports teams. My hobbies are definitely sports is first and foremost. It's a lot of memes going around now and out in the in the internet that kind of talks about husbands alerting their wives that football season is starting, and I was one of them, and I told you I have a great wife, and she let's just say she understands the drill as well. But so in kind of closing out this season in particular, when we go back to highlight my MBA with a concentration in business intelligence, just want to kind of start there, because the three-prong approach behind it was, one, to help business owners understand how to make data-driven decisions. So equipping myself with the ability to analyze and interpret complex data. And it's important because companies are definitely relying on data and identifying trends and in order to optimize operations. But you have a whole nother sector that's in charge of that. You don't have an actual salesperson that's in charge of it. Because when you do, that sales leader, I should say, not person, that sales leader, if they understand how to do it, it gives them a competitive edge because they're already thinking in the sales mindset. Right. And then you look at it from just understanding the technical and analytical skills, right? So you're talking about my ability to gain proficiency in data analytic tools, statistical analysis, data visualization tools, and understanding any type of machine learning, predictive modeling as well. And again, all of this is important because there is a gap there where you really only have data scientists or somebody that's in that particular realm that understands how to do it. But imagine equipping a sales professional with the ability to do it, but do it correctly. Not, hey, I've been kind of looking at data for a little bit, and I think I understand the statistics, but they don't really understand the analytical part behind it. I'm going to touch on statistics versus analytics, but just the last thing I just wanted to say is I also went to make sure that I could have improved my strategic business insight. So I wanted to improve with the latest trends that are out there, improve business strategy, business leadership, management principles, and be able to apply that to the data, which that combination is business intelligence, right? So it allows me to take a holistic view of a company's operations and use that data to drive business growth, increase profitability, and improve decision making. So, altogether, what I talked about allows me to really help businesses be able to diagnose what's going on with their company and get and provide them with a solution. And that kind of leads to what I was saying before about statistics versus analytics. Good example. You're going to see a ton of commercials. Well, I shouldn't say commercial. When you are watching this election season and it's about to really ramp up, you're going to see, you will see it in commercials and ads that are paid by each candidate, but you're also going to see on shows like CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, you're going to see a ton of polls, a ton of data. And When you look at that data, please understand that most of the companies out there only put out surface level information. So you are going to have to really take a lot of what you see with a grain of salt. But that's where statistics really lie. It's the surface level. You collect the data, you organize it, and you interpret it to understand patterns, right? And then you kind of test and see, okay, well, this may happen. That is what statistics is. Analytics, on the other hand, is going to apply the data they receive in order to solve a specific problem or specific business problem, I should say, which you often are going to see real time or predictive. So if you see during an election season, if you see anything that is predictive and it's in very in-depth, it could possibly be analytical data. A good example, and we're in sports season right now. In football, you have your basic quarterback stats, right? You have your basic, this quarterback threw for this many yards, and this quarterback threw for this many touchdowns in that particular game. However, in order to understand how that quarterback actually did in that game, the emergence of analytics has hit football to whereas you understand, well, what was the pressure rate for that quarterback? Did that quarterback, how many air yards did that quarterback actually have? How did that quarterback do on fourth down versus first down? Well, third down versus first down. So you're really getting into the nitty-gritty of it, and you're really analyzing, because what you can take from that analytical data is, okay, if this quarterback actually did good under pressure, we know that if somebody begins to pressure, if another team pressures this quarterback, we know that he's going to be successful. However, if he didn't do good under pressure, we're going to need to provide solutions for him, because we're going to be able to predict that this is what the outcomes are going to continue to be if he doesn't improve on his if he doesn't improve on his skills under pre when he's facing pressure. So when we look at that approach, statistics is more theory driven, right? It relies on mathematical models and probability, whereas analytics is going to be more practical and action oriented. The keyword, action oriented. Because you're going to be compiling tools and using tools and technologies to generate actionable insights in real time. Businesses need analytical data because they need to generate those actionable insights. As a sales leader, the ability to diagnose or predict or describe what is actually going on with the business from that sales perspective is huge, because it will allow that leader to make the proper solutions to be able to have success. In every almost every episode, you've heard me talk about measuring is important. And this is why I said that. Because when you begin to measure, you're able to understand what's going on, and you're able to get a solution behind it. Oftentimes in our industry, we don't measure, or we think we're measuring, but we're measuring for we're measuring different spots in our processes that it may not be relevant at that time. So that's another thing, understanding what to measure. And that's where my wealth of knowledge comes in at. That's where my company sales strategic comes in at. And just overall, hopefully the podcast is giving you the information that you need to have some success. I also want to highlight just the growth of the podcast. We have not marketed this podcast yet, and you guys are showing out. I'm so appreciative. Thank you. If you can, don't forget, make sure you review the podcast as well. You can say, continue to listen, right? Download. You can send me questions as well. I will answer any question that I get on air. I have not received any questions yet. I'm looking forward to receiving questions, so don't be shy. Send me some questions so I can answer them. Also, because we are at the end of the season, just as a giveaway, you can email me at goals@salesstrategic.com. And when you email me, just let me know kind of what's going on with your business, and I'll give you a coaching session free of charge. There is no strings attached to a coaching session. I just want to help and give back, and I will be able to give you one that, just kind of understand what's going on for your business, give you some insights, and hopefully that information you can take and have some success with it. What's going to happen for next season? Like I said last episode, it may end up being, we may start November, beginning of November. I'm also going to put some of these episodes on YouTube, so I'll have it transcribed and just put them on YouTube because I'll create a YouTube channel as well. Next episode, we're going to get into a little bit more specific about some of the topics. For example, when we talked about retention, which was episode 2. And in that specific episode, I can tell you that that was my second most listened to episode, along with episode, hold on, I'm pulling it up now, along with episode 7, Ethics and Data Do Mix. Those were the two most listened to episodes outside of episode 1, which episode 1 should be the most listened to because that's the introductory point. But in episode 2, we talked about key metrics to measure, right? So your overall customer retention rate. And I really highlighted renewal rate, customer churn rate, and customer lifetime value, and your attrition rate as well. So I just want to dive into a little bit deeper on customer satisfactions, your net promoter score, some of the other aspects of what to measure. And to get more specific with specific examples, I also want to touch on any topic that I get feedback from a listener. So when you send your email in to me, goals@salesstrategic.com, I will take any question that you have, and we'll revolve our episode around that specific question. So I'm looking forward to what's to come. I'm looking forward to continuing to build the base of our sales ops community. But thank you. I can't thank you guys enough for all your support so far. It's been amazing. Look, I was happy if just one person listened. I just have stuff to tell everybody. or important aspects of the sales industry that I want to tell everybody about. And I just thank you guys for listening as well. And hey, we may start to invite guests as well. Do not be afraid to tell me if, when we start to invite the guests, if you don't like that format, we can go back to the specific format that we have now. I'm going to try some new things next season as well. So just continue to stay, continue to support, and we will and also next season probably it will end up I may go for 20 episodes. We'll see. I have no promises, but hopefully I was able to give you some insight on who I am while also throwing a little bit of nuggets out there. Some may not have known about what the difference between statistics and analytics. What's that difference? They might not know what business intelligence is as well. So hopefully you were able to just, like I always say, just gain a little bit of nugget from anything that I talk about. Just one nugget. I think that's important as well. All righty. Well, we are coming to a close, the end of season one. Thank you all again. Make sure you download, make sure you share the podcast, make sure you review the podcast as well. Doesn't matter, just please review it. It could be 3 stars if you don't like it. Hopefully it's 5 stars. We love 5 stars, but just continue to support. Thank you. And I will see you in 2 months. All righty. Bye-bye.